Those who are going for the retreat, huh?
Coming retreat on the 14th, huh?
You can collect the program sheet from me. Then Sian has the new book, huh? The unique Dhamma code, the new book that just came out. You can collect them too. Today is the 5th of March, 2:00 Thursday class. So we are still early. Oh, another 1 or 2 minutes. Huh? 2 more minutes, yeah. 8:10. Yeah. Anybody don't have the new book, Unique Dhamma Code? Chairman. Okay, I think we can start the puja first. Exactly 8:10. So Suyan need to nominate two to light the candle and the incense. Okay. How? Help light the candle and the incense. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The rest of us can stand. Huh? Sadhu, Sadhu. 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 You can offer over the altar. Yeah. Come, come. Just put on the plate. You can get a plate from the back. Christina, just put it on the table. Sadhu. No need to pass around. Sadhu. 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 There's one more. Sadhu. Pass it on. Sadhu. Put on the altar. Sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Yeah. We just finished the puja offering. Okay, we all get ready for our puja chanting. Let us compose our mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Micchacara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja offering of light. Ganna sarappa dittena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bhajana mutamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena mattena cha hotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang adivasetu nobante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivasetu nobante Pale parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivasetu nobante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that causes and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our moral, morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajama. Vedang Pajami. Damang Pajami. Sanghang Pajami. Okay, you can be seated. So today, before we start our meditation, I have this good news for you. The book that we have been waiting for is already ready, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code by Brother Teo, which is what we have been looking for. So those who have not received a copy, you can collect them. Then for those who are going for the retreat but couldn't make it to the briefing, you can collect the retreat program from me. How many of you need? Come, Ingby. Who else? Anybody? Only one? Okay, Angie. Yeah. Christina. Where is Christina? Oh, you have the program. Oh, they have taken for you, yeah. Oh, you don't have, Okay, yeah. The book still gonna see. Yeah. Pass the book to Ingby, Ingby. Ingby need the book, yeah. there is another retreat chanting book. Those who are new, she just go and put it in the back here. Those who are new, if you are going to the retreat for the first time, you need to bring along this retreat chanting book. Yeah. So this retreat chanting book is a more comprehensive version. Jayanta has taken. Ananda has taken, where they attended the retreat. Who else? If you don't have, remember to collect it when you are on the way out. Oh, they also have. Oh, then you can collect from Suyan. You better pass to her. Yeah. Yeah, she came for the briefing. So this book is a very good book. So today, before the meditation start, I will go through you all, at least the first 10 code, so that you will understand how to develop the awareness-based meditation, which is the real meditation. Awareness is the T. So you turn to page 1. Or you can borrow from there. After you put it back. The preface you read yourself. Otherwise you listen to last Tuesday's sharing. I have gone through the preface, the acknowledgement, then also my bio data. So we go straight to page 1. Unique Dhamma quote by Brother Teo, straight from the heart. So quote number 1 is very important. Meditation support. The 4 meditation support for awareness-based meditation are exactly the same 4 that I have taught you before. On the whiteboard, you can see them. First is to relax. Relax into whatever mind state that arises. Relax body and mind. Relax means you got no problem. When you are not able to calm down or what, your friend will tell you, relax lah. Then you relax, then no more panic and all those things. So here, relaxation is very important because our mind state, the mental hindrance, especially restlessness, you will have the mental hindrance of restlessness when you are not able to relax. Ability to relax means you have good mind state. You have understanding, otherwise you cannot relax. You'll find yourself very tense, especially those who have problem, stress, worry, anxiety, then you got problem. Certain things that disturb you, then you end up sorrowful. Then sometimes it make you so bad you lament. Then also remorse. Then sometimes you develop emotions leading to depression and all those things. So this first support is very important, relax. Then the second support is aware. Aware means just maintain awareness before the knowing. Means you just aware. Then third support is 24-hour or you maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, it's impossible for 24 hours throughout the day. Initially, it's only your waking moment. Then later on, when you become more skillful, you can also develop awareness when you are in your sleeping modes. The last one is trust. Trust you will not do until later. When you want to go for the higher teaching, the higher understanding. This one is only done by the great beings, higher beings. Or they call the bodhisattvas, who go the bodhisattva way. Then you read the notes. The notes describe to you the first 3 support very clearly, including the 4th support. Relax means relax into every mind state that arises. Whatever mind state, always remember to relax into it. So a lot of people, when they develop the meditation, they get themselves distracted. Distracted by many things. That's the reason why the traditional way is to teach you all the method, techniques, object of meditation, so that you can anchor your mind to the object of meditation or to the method and the technique so that it does not get distracted. Once the mind gets distracted, means it is lost in thought. You are not able to be mindful or aware. Then as you meditate, you can also develop a lot of distraction. We are the thinking, the thought process. They may distract you. That's why the second support, which is relax, then maintain awareness. Aware. You cannot do it. Because for you to be aware, there must be no thought. Just the awareness state. Or to understand it in a easier manner is when you are attentive, when you pay attention, you don't think. You attentively listen or observe. Or develop whatever you want to understand. Attentive. Attentive means silent everything, no thinking. And that is aware, just aware. But when you silently aware, you actually do not perceive, just the awareness. But attentively listening to understand what is being spoken, you need to perceive. But you don't go and proliferate the thought. You listen attentively to understand. Whatever you cannot understand, also never mind, just let it go in. So that is attentively listening. We call it the art of listening. So to be attentive is to be aware without thought, attentively, either listening or observing or do whatever you want to do. Then when you are meditating, same, relax, maintain awareness, just aware. Whatever that arises, aware, finish. Don't go and think about it. But sometimes aware, because initially you are so habitual in your thinking, you want to perceive what that thing is. So aware, perceive, finish. Don't even go and like try to understand what it is, describe or proliferate your thought process. Then you are not meditating anymore. You are lost in thought. That's why just maintain awareness. Whatever that you can be aware of, like your heartbeat, aware, no sound, but just the awareness, finish. Aware, finish. Even whatever vibration, then whatever sensation. But if you are not able to maintain awareness, your mind will be distracted. Distracted in the sense like when you sit, you are not relaxed, then you develop some form of tension, tightness or pain. That thing will distract you. Then your mind, you are lost in that sensation. Means you are preoccupied with that sensation. Then if you follow the traditional old school where they teach you to note, you are not meditating anymore. Where that noting is by the thought. Then you verbalize, you labor. And through doing that, sometimes out of ignorance, you never inquire. You go and labor it to arise the mental hindrance. Like you labor it pain, pain, pain. What is pain? Pain is a sensation that you don't like. So you dislike that pain. It's a ill will. Then when it's very pleasant, like when you meditate, you are able to calm down and develop some very nice sensation like pity and all those things. Then if you attach to it, it becomes sensual desire. Means you are creating all this. So these are distractions. Sometimes any tightness, any tension or any stress within, you are distracted. So there is another type of meditation which one of the American monks teach in the retreat I will share with you. They call it the 6R. That one also not too bad. They basically do the same thing. The first R is to recognize that your mind has been distracted. You are not meditating to them. But they don't know to meditate is to be aware. Because to them, to meditate is to be mindful of the in and out breath. That is what they think. So every time when there is a distraction, like something distract you, it could be your thought process, then cause you to be heedless, lost in thought, or sensation or whatever, or a sound that distract you, or any other tactile sensation, or any of your hearing consciousness and all those things. So when you are perceiving and proliferating through your thinking, means you are no longer aware. You are no longer silent within. You are no longer meditating. You are lost in thought, preoccupied with that sense experience. So meditation is to recognize all this. So his first R is to recognize. Once you recognize that your mind has been distracted and has gone there to do all those funny things which is not maintaining awareness, then you relax into it. The second R is relax, which is not bad. But for us, if we understand, straight away we relax. Then we maintain awareness or attentiveness. So every time your mind is no longer attentive, you bring it back. That is to train your mindfulness. That's why Krishnamurti used this word. When you are able to know that you are not paying attention, awareness of inattention is attention. Can follow that? Yeah? Awareness of inattention is attention. Maybe I write on the whiteboard. Awareness of inattention is attention. This one is very important. When you are aware that you are not paying attention, means you are lost in thought. You are not meditating. That something must have distracted your attention. You move away. So this is another way of telling you that you are no longer mindful, aware. You are already lost in thought, heedless. So when you understand this, you will know how to develop the meditation. You just relax, maintain awareness. Once the thought arises, means you are with the thinking mind, the mundane mind, and you are no longer aware. No longer aware means no longer attentively silencing your mind to allow the silent mind to understand what is going on within the moment. To understand what is going on within the moment is to understand the reality, not through your thought, not through your memory. Because this thought process or memory that you have, these are your conditioned thinking. Your memory is accumulation of experiences, good and bad. Your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your religious belief system, your whatever tradition that you believe in. And all of these views and opinion will actually condition you to have duality, right and wrong, good or bad, nice, pleasant and unpleasant. So all this duality will keep on arising to distract you during the meditation. So acting according to memory is not acting at all. Where your memory is full of this accumulation of fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, scars of memory, negativity of mind states. So all these are not the reality. Before you become enlightened, you have a lot of wrong view. That's why you cannot act according to memory. Acting according to memory is whenever you see something, hear something, smell something, you use memory to actually understand and act. And that is not acting at all. Meditation is to see that very clearly, that your mind stir and react to sense experience through wrong view. That's how it conditions you into suffering. So when you silence your mind, maintain awareness, you can see all this movement. That is what meditation is all about. That's how you develop wisdom. Then you can straighten your view. Thing is just the way it is. Cannot be otherwise. Like the Buddha said, when condition is like that, things will be like that. See it. Understand it. When you want things your way, which is not nature's way, Because everything follow nature's law, dependent, originating, condition, arising, cause of phenomena, the three spiritual law. If you cannot see all this, you cannot understand the teaching, the essence of the Buddha's teaching, and also the essential Dhamma. So you're supposed to see all the essential Dhamma within your own form and mind through the silent mind, which is your meditative mind. There's an inner awareness. To realize your true mind, your silent mind is very important, and that is what meditation is all about. So silent, relax, then maintain awareness. If you cannot silence your mind, you cannot meditate. Because when you are not silent, the thought is active. Thought-based meditation can never realize the Dhamma which is beyond thought, beyond mind. You have to always remember that. So now we come back to this quote. Relax into every mind state that arises means naturally aware without thought. Just silent everything without thought. Don't have to do anything. That is what meditation is all about. It's as simple as that. But most living beings, most cultivators don't understand. That's why they don't believe. How can meditation be so simple? But if you never give it a try, you can never understand. That's why when you give it a try, to like not knowing anything, you tell yourself, I'm here to find out. I don't want to believe anything. Whatever the Buddha say, Brother Teo say, or whoever say, I don't want to believe. I just want to find out. So you try. Relax, silent. Silent means just aware without thought. That's why I use the word naturally aware. Not a forced one, not try to be aware, or a conditioned state of determined to be aware. That one is the thought behind. Just natural. No need to do anything. Just silent. The thought arrives, let it arrive. But you maintain awareness. Yeah. Okay? So that one easy, yeah? Relax into every mind state that arises, naturally aware, without thought. Then maintain awareness for as long as you can. If possible, over 24 hours. That's why during the meditation, just maintain the awareness. Every time there's a distraction, just be aware. Yeah. The 6 hours can also help you if you want to use it. Recognize that your mind has been distracted. That's why you are no longer aware. Okay? Then, straight away, remember the 2nd hour, relax. Relax into it. You know, sometimes you are distracted to a pain, or to a tension, or a tightness, or a distant sound, or what. The moment you are aware, means you recognize that you have already distracted. Your mind no longer aware. Awareness of inattention is attention. So that moment you are aware that you are not aware, means the awareness has come back. Okay? The moment it comes back, the momentum of thinking, they will be cut off. Then it's not easy to think again. That's why you must have more and more moment of awareness. So maintain awareness. So you recognize it has been distracted, then you straight away relax the first support. Then after that, maintain awareness. Continue. But for them, the 6 hours, they don't maintain awareness. First is to recognize there's a distraction. Then they say relax. After that, they say re-smile. Smile. That is our mind-sweeping method. Visualize yourself radiating a radiant smile in front of a mirror. Because when you can smile, they use metta and smile. You are relaxed. To relax them further. Then after that, the 4th hour, they say, return. You return to do anapanasati. So, when you return to anapanasati, you're supposed to train your mind to be aware of the in and out breath. Do you understand? It is still awareness, but not to focus and not to concentrate. But if you don't have anything to anchor, you technically no need to anchor. Because when your spiritual faculty is there, your mental hindrance is no more there. And you can straight away meditate. That's why you can just return to your awareness. Then what happens is, whatever thought that arises, let it arise. Don't suppress, don't control. If you are patient enough, you can maintain the awareness. All this thinking will slow down. Then suddenly you will experience a type of silence and stillness, like a shift of consciousness. Suddenly your mind becomes very quiet, very still. Because the thing that is creating the movement, the activity of mind, your sankhara activity, which are your thought process or habitual thinking, because you lack spiritual faculty, they will still be there, actively arising. Yeah. So if you know how to maintain awareness, you will see it slowing down through the awareness. Then all of a sudden you become very quiet. That one is very important. You must experience that. Then whatever you are aware, don't try to know. Just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Let it pass. Thought, same. Everything, same. Initially, your habitual tendency will have the tendency to allow you to perceive. It's okay. Aware, perceive, finish. Don't be distracted after that. Don't be drawn away. So this is what meditation is all about. You have to understand this. It's very easy. Relax, maintain awareness. Then let whatever arise. Then it will slow down, until finally it becomes very quiet, very still. And that is the tranquility of mind, the silent mind, your true mind, your meditative mind. You need that mind to meditate. So you need to stabilize that. That is the space between thought. You must have more and more moments of that. You must be able to be in that state of stillness and silence for as long as you can to stabilize it. Before, this mind can really enter sati and develop pasati. Initially, you will experience pity. Then maybe sukhang also. But it's not so intense because this is a free mind going into it. It's not like anapanasati where your mindfulness you can develop until very continuous. This one, no need. This one, you just relax, silent, maintain awareness. Then, when all the sankhara activity, the thought process, slow down, you are able to be aware of this slowing down, the activity and all those things. But don't be excited too fast. You let it slow down until finally you experience a complete silent stillness without thought. That is your true mind. But that is just a glimpse. You need to stabilize it. Yeah. When it becomes very stable, you meditate with that mind, you will understand a lot of things. And that is the mind that can awaken, can see things as they are, can understand everything that is going on within the form and mind. Because we have a physical body with the senses. Then you will understand when the sense data come in, like vibration, hit your eardrum, what happened? Upon contact, what happened? Then when the memory arises, then how sankhara create mental thinking, how you are conditioned to perceive and all those things. Then the moment you make contact with the brain, it is another organ, thought consciousness come to be. So upon contact, consciousness come to be. Ignorant contact will create ignorant mental activity. Means the content of consciousness that go in, you will have all those feeling, the seven universal, yeah? They have that mental intention, jatena, everything, even perception. Manasikara, attention and all those things. You will see them very clearly. Then you will come to realize initially feeling cannot remain as pure feeling. Very fast it's conditioned into craving, like and dislike. Your mind immediately stir and react. Pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, creating the first two mental hindrances. And they move very fast. Then through all this observation, you start to understand. Then you start to ask yourself, why must I behave this way? Why is my mind behaving such? Then you straighten your view. Then you develop the understanding. Once the understanding is there, you can see things as they are. Then you can develop the initial wisdom. People are just the way they are. The world is the world. When condition is such, things will be such. I have to be at peace. I have to accept the reality of the moment. Then when I do that, I don't have to react. I don't have to do anything. I just remain silent, maintain awareness. That is how you develop the wisdom, the meditative understanding. Okay? Then the last one is, after you have maintained awareness for as long as you can, if possible for over 24 hours, trust your inner nature to meditate without the interference of thought. Means, the thought should not interfere with whatever you do. If the thought try to direct your meditation or verbalize or chatter, then you are not meditating. Because that type of meditation is trust. You trust your nature to do it. If you don't have the understanding, you cannot develop that trust. Okay? That mind, which is very different, can have the understanding. Then when you trust, that silent mind will detect the gateway. Nobody is doing. But because the mind is your true mind, the silent mind, it can detect the gateway to your nature. Then the moment it detects, it will move by itself. It will melt inside, become pure energy, and did the transformation within. I just answer one call. Sorry, my classmate called me. Okay, so what you need to understand is trust is very important. Trust means trust your nature to meditate by itself. No interference from your thought process. That is what trust is. Means no thought-based meditation. Everything is just that nature move. That nature detect, create the movement. Then when you have the awareness to be aware of all this move, then you will see how that trust bring about the real inner transformation. The inner transformation is not done by normal people, because normal people cannot do. That one only the bodhisattva onward they can do. In fact, to be silent is already not easy. To be silent until you can detect the gateway is even more difficult. So anyway, I will just let you understand up to there. Yeah? If you have the condition to go further, you will understand. Then later on, you can come and ask me if you want to understand more. Then we move on to the next one. To realize our self-nature. This one is very important. You just have to silence, means no more thinking. Then relax, maintain awareness, and let the mundane mind return to its original state. Original state before the stirring of the mind, before the thinking, before the activity, that mind is your true mind. It is tranquil, still, silent, just aware. It's just that nature within. So you have to do this to understand. So silence everything. The moment you want to meditate, you silence everything. No need to do anything. Then relax. Maintain awareness. If you do that, you go into the meditative state very, very fast. You can experience stillness. Stillness of a free mind. The stillness that is tranquil, without thought, without any movement. Very few people can do that. And that is what your true mind is. That's why I say silent, relax, aware, and just let it return to its original state. You will realize your true mind or self nature. You must develop the ability to be with the true mind, the silent mind, the meditation. But that is the mind that can meditate. You meditate with the true mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, the pure awareness. You don't meditate with the thought. The thought can never give you wisdom. The thought can give you more knowledge. Yeah. And that thought is an instrument that is below the Dhamma realization that you are trying to realize. The state of enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond mind. That's why the instrument limits you. And the moment you are active with the thought, you can never be aware. And you are not in the meditative state. That's why you cannot develop the understanding and the realization. You cannot observe. You cannot understand. Everything is from the thought, the conditioning. Okay? Number three. Meditation is just a silent mind being aware of what is going on within our forming mind. To see the truth of dependent origination clearly. And to see things as they are. We are the direct seeing. And this is very important. Yeah? This one is very important. Then number four. Where is Tammy? Tammy, read for me. Easier. Because you all read. I think you go in better. otherwise, if I read, Jin Hao go to sleep. No, he's too tired. It's okay. He will learn. He will learn how to maintain awareness later.
Good evening, Pratyu and all Kalamita. Number four.
Yes.
Meditation. Meditation is very easy when you understand that the natural state of mind before the stirring is the true mind, that meditative silent mind, that is without thought, you are already aware. So don't have to practice to be aware or to try to be aware, because the trying and practice is by the thought. When thought is active, you are no longer aware because you are already lost in thought, preoccupied with the thinking.
Thank you. So this one is very clear, isn't it? Huh? By now it's already very clear. Isn't it? So don't try to do anything. Don't practice awareness. Awareness can never be practiced. You can train your mundane mind not to be heedless. Yes, that one can. But you cannot practice to be aware. It's not something that you can practice. You have to understand. The moment you are without thought, you are already aware. What is there to practice? Just be aware. The moment there is no thought, your full awareness is there. Wherever there is thought is distraction. So if you are distracted by the thought, you can never be aware. But if you can be aware of the arising thought, that is still awareness. You have to understand that. So this is the most profound. Meditation is very easy when you understand that the natural state of mind before the activity or the stirring or the movement, which is your true mind or the meditative mind. So this one, once you understand, don't do anything. Let the mind do what it like. Then without mental energy given to it, when you don't try to do anything, the flowering of that thought is the very ending of that thought. That's why that thought will, like the flower, flower until it cannot flower, then it ceases. Means that thought will dissipate, loses its energy and ceases. That's how you become very quiet, very still. You can see the whole process. It's very interesting. Initially, you must see this. Then you will understand what meditation is. And the realization of that is the beginning of real meditation. So this one, I think is very easy, yeah? So don't have to practice to be aware or try to be aware, because the trying or the practice is always by the thought. When thought is active, you are no longer aware, that is straightforward, because you are already lost in thought, preoccupied with the thinking. Number five, yeah? Tell me. Yeah.
Number five. Therefore, just relax and maintain awareness and let things be. Then the mundane mind will slow down and return to its original state before the stirring or thinking to become just aware.
This one is the final understanding. After explain all this, you will know how to do this. And this is real meditation. Therefore, just relax, maintain awareness, and let things be. Means don't interfere. Whatever the mundane mind want to do, whatever sound, vibration, external sense data, just let it be. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Then what will happen is, when you just do that, let things be, the mundane mind, which is your thinking mind, will slow down. Slow down. And return to its original state, which is your silent mind, the meditative mind, your true mind, which is just aware. Without thought, it's tranquil, still, peaceful, clarity, aware, to become just aware. And you must always remember that awareness nature is a nature, it's not a being, it's not a human being, it's not a living being. That one cannot come out and live life. It's not a fire aggregate or form of mind. It is the pure awareness. Beyond thought, beyond mind. There is no thought, no mind, no word, no concept. That's why it's just aware. And that is the one that can see things as they are, that can awaken, that can insight into phenomena. And that is the meditative mind that you need to arise. To meditate. Otherwise, you are doing thought-based meditation. You are wasting your time. Number six, tell me.
Number six. Meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop a stable sati leading to heedfulness, to see things as they are, and to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, namely anicca, dukkha and anatta, to awaken thereby realizing the wisdom needed to free our mind.
Okay, very good. So this one is very straightforward. Huh? It's very easy for you to develop the understanding. Huh? So basically, meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop a stable sati leading to heedfulness. That's why Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. That's why you need to develop heedfulness. To be heedful, tupa. Constantly meditative, ever mindful. To be ever mindful, you need to train your mind to be aware first. Mindful. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then after that, in the midst of life, the daily mindfulness. Cultivate. The meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is Noble Eightfold Path. That's how you progress. So this understanding will allow you to see things as they are, and at the same time, the silent mind will insight into the three universal characteristics of nature. You will realize anicchang, dukkhang, anatta, impermanence, suffering state, unsatisfactoriness of condition, phenomena, or dhamma. Then empty nature of existence, non-self nature. So all this, you will develop the understanding and the awakening. Then number seven. Tell me. Yeah.
Number seven. Meditation must be done with understanding.
So this understanding of the true mind is very important. The true mind can only arise when thought ceases. Means when your mundane mind is not active. Your mundane mind is just like the cloud that cloud your nature. Like the sun. When there are clouds, it cannot shine forth. So all these are the things that cloud your true mind, your true nature. So when you meditate, you will come to understand where you have activity of mind, perception, sankhara, mental states, means when your mundane mind is active. All this will cloud your true mind. You will be distracted by it. That's why you will be drawn into the phenomenal world of consciousness, the mundane mind that creates. Then you get yourself entangled to your own self-delusion. In meditation, when you can have the understanding through developing the silent mind to see all this creation, then awaken to it, the wisdom will arise. That's how you awaken. Yeah. So this understanding is very important. If you cannot understand, you cannot develop the meditation. Yeah. So the understanding will lead to the awakening. The lack of understanding will forever trap you. Yeah. So meditation must be done with understanding. This is very, very important. Yeah. So seeing the truth of awareness-based meditation or sati-based meditation, then you will know how to avoid the pitfall of thought-based meditation. Okay? Yeah. Next one, tell me.
Number 8. Maintaining awareness. To meditate is very easy. Just relax and maintain awareness. And the mundane mind will slow down until the meditative silent mind returns. With this understanding, you just relax and maintain awareness to develop the awareness-based meditation. Just let things be and don't try to know. The silent mind will develop the understanding and the awakening on its own.
Yes, very good. So this one is just a repeat of the earlier understanding. But now, towards the end, I add in this one. Just let things be and don't try to know. That one is very important. The pitfall of a lot of cultivators is they want to know. Do you know what they want to know? They will verbalize inside the meditation. Am I doing it correctly? Is this what the Buddha say? What my teacher say? Then is this enlightenment? Is this impermanent? Is this suffering? What are you doing? You are verbalizing. Then the thought is trying to know. The thought is trying to confirm whether you are already enlightened or not. Whether you are doing it correctly or not. And what are those activities? They are sankhara activity, born of delusion, not understanding. Means you are no longer aware, you are no longer meditating. The thought is actively verbalizing, chattering and trying to know. That's why that trying to know is a delusion. All knowing is knowledge, not real Dhamma. When you try to know, it's the thought. The thought can only understand or know Dhamma, which is knowledge, not the true pure Dhamma. The true pure Dhamma, the thought cannot touch. You need to silence everything and awaken, because wisdom is to be awakened too. It's not through thinking that you become wise. You can never become wise through thinking. You can become more knowledgeable, more clever, more intelligent, but you cannot be wise. Always remember that. Yeah? Then the silent mind will develop the understanding and the awakening on its own. This one is most important. When you are continuously aware and silent, then any of the first, second or third turning condition, when they arise, your silent mind will awaken to it. That's why during the Buddha's time, sometimes they hear some truth from the Buddha, they straight away become Sotapan. Some become Anagami. Some become Arahant straight away. Because they already have that silent mind. That's why Hui Ning, when he was born without the mundane mind, the moment he heard that stanza from the Diamond Sutta, the mind must have no dwelling, he awakened. Only the silent mind can awaken, not the thought, not the thinking. Yeah. Then this silent mind can insight into phenomena. When it's so stable, the awareness is so stable and so sensitive, that all of a sudden, it can be any phenomena, it will just awaken. That's the reason why during the Buddha's time, you heard a lot of this story about monks and nuns becoming enlightened. Yeah. Sometimes they just pour water on their feet. Then before the water reached the end, the lady, the nun, become an arahant. Then the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, they are not meditating, they are listening attentively with the understanding and the silent mind. That's why they awaken, they become arahant, all five of them. And they can do it because in the past, they have already developed the training. So that life, the Buddha just explained the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, they awaken and become arahant. But before that, he need to teach them the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. That's why after Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the Buddha knew the condition ready. He straight away followed by Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, means the Sutta on non-self, Anatta. They all five become arahant. And during that time, there are six arahant. That's why they can set up the Sangha and they can continue with the training and the setting up of the order of the monks and all those things. Mm. Okay, we go through one more, number nine. Tell me. Yeah.
Number nine, the meditative mind. When you are relaxed, aware and without thought, you are at peace. Your mind is tranquil and still. This is your meditative mind. Your meditative mind is also your self nature, your silent mind. Use this meditative silent mind to be aware of what is happening within your form and mind. It is only through this awareness, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, that one can awaken.
Okay. After this, we can meditate already. Means you already have the understanding. You see, the meditative mind is the most important, and I have described it in such simple manner, very easy to understand. Okay, now we go through together. When you are relaxed, which is the first support, aware, which is the second support, and without thought, means what? You are meditating. You are not verbalizing. There is no thought involved. Then what happens? When there is no thought, you are at peace, isn't it? There is clarity, isn't it? Your mind is tranquil and still, isn't it? Where there is no activity at all, no movement. This is the mind state that you have to develop to meditate. Otherwise, what happens? Sankhara is active. And why is Sankhara active? Avijja paccaya Sankhara. That's why those who are not trained, don't have the initial wisdom and the understanding, and you are still heedless, you have a lot of thinking, sankhara activity. Because avijja paccaya sankhara, this one must be attenuated. That's why you need to see things as they are, develop the straightening of the view, either through the first, second turning or the third turning, which is bhavana maya panya, to insight into it and develop the understanding, then straighten your view. Then when your avijja or ignorance is attenuated, weakened, sankhara activity also slow down, weakened. That's how you become quiet and peaceful. And to go into that, initially before your wisdom arise, you can develop the spiritual faculty so that the mental hindrances are not there. Alternatively, you do what I teach you. Relax, aware, don't do anything. Then see for yourself how this mundane mind, the thinking mind, slow down and become very quiet. Then you will experience this meditative mind. Then you need to stabilize it and you will progress very fast. I remember last time, after we understand at came and talked to me. He said, "Brother Teo, wow, this meditation fantastic. So fast can go into this stillness completely without thought. Not in a conditioned state, no. Just relax anyway. And you can experience that type of tranquility and stillness." I tell you, most cultivators, after many, many years of retreat, if they do thought-based, they can never realize this. They can never even experience this type of mind. That's why this type of mind is the real meditative mind. And during the early days, I did it without anybody teaching me. I just relax, silent, maintain awareness. Then everything come. Yeah. So a lot of things, once you understand, it become very easy. I will read on, so that you understand. This is your meditative mind. Your meditative mind is also your self nature, your silent mind, your true mind. Use this meditative silent mind to be aware of what is happening within your former mind. It is only through this awareness, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, that one can awaken. So all this will become very clear. Yeah? So now I will give you half an hour to meditate. Huh? We will off the light. Then hopefully, tonight you all can develop it through the understanding and become very different. Yeah. Okay, we off the light. I will set the alarm now. can slowly mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Tammy, pass the mic to Ingby. Oh, it's with her already. Okay. Invocation to the devas in this universe, in the entirety. Let the devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Supatipanno
Sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sammicipatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Yadidam Chattari Purisa Yogani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Tripaja. Bentang Puja me. Damang Puja me. Sanghang Puja me. Okay, you all can be seated. Just relax body and mind. Maintain some form of attention. And we will continue with our second session. So second session is meditation reporting. Today should be very different. You are doing this meditation in a totally different way. But once you understand, this is the fastest and the most effective way. This one really take you to the true mind, like Hui Ning say. What type of meditation can straight away take you to no thought? This is the one. You have to relax and maintain awareness until the mundane mind slow down and cease. How many of you manage to realize that stillness, even for a moment, is good enough? Nobody yet. Cannot be. It's not difficult, it's very easy, I tell you. And very fast you go into that state. And you become very quiet. No need to do anything. No need to know. But the awareness will understand. Then when you come out of it, you can reflect, you can contemplate what actually happened. Then because you have this awareness, the awareness can allow you to recollect. That's why the recollection is the part that the Buddha meant in the sati aspect. When you are aware, there is an awareness, but no perception, nothing. But the awareness can let you understand what that thing is. Then you can recollect what happened. Then you can use word to describe it. But when it happened, there is no word. It's just the awareness nature going through the experience and the understanding. It's just aware. Finish. That's why your awareness can be aware of silence, stillness, tranquility, but without the words. You only use the word to describe it later on. The state of mind that is not agitated, don't have any movement or activity, that is your true mind. That is your meditative mind. So very seldom or very rarely people can have that type of mind. Most of them are in calmness through concentration, through focusing, or through continuous doing mindfulness. But they cannot develop that state of tranquility and stillness of mind through a normal, free mind that is not in a conditioned state where you don't do anything. Unless you can do it in the form of meditation, you don't stand a chance when you come out into the daily life. Do you understand? In the form of meditation also, you cannot be silent and still. When you come out into life, your senses are fully engaged. You don't stand a chance to be mindful, to be heedful, to be aware. Your everything moves so fast. But when you can do it until your mind enters the deep, then when you come out into the daily life, even at the retreat, you will realize you have transformed. Your awareness and your kaya activity, they move as one. Then you will be very surprised. Everything you do is in deep. Everything you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile, you feel anything. Then everything like is within your field of awareness. It's as if everything slowed down, but nothing slowed down. It's actually your mind that slowed down. Your mind does not think, proliferate, and create thought anymore. Your mind has become very quiet. That's how you get to attenuate or weaken the first two links of paticca-samuppada, avijja paccaya sankhara. You must weaken avijja. Avijja is ignorant. Through this silent awareness meditation, you develop understanding, wisdom. And this is very penetrative. Because this is bhavanamaya panya, the third turning. The first and second turning will give you the initial wisdom. Then coupled with this type of meditation, the third turning, the awakening is very, very potent. You can understand many things. And the understanding is very penetrative. That's why this type of meditation is very different. Then you know what a free mind is. Means in the midst of life, no need to be in anapanasati or concentration or what. No need. Well, all these are skillful means to hold your mind, like swimming. The method and technique is like the float. With the float, you can swim. Like as if you are very skillful, very good. But when the float is not there, can you swim? Totally different. When you can swim without the float, that is your understanding. That the natural state of your body is lighter than water. There is buoyancy. That's why you can swim. You don't have to try to keep afloat. Understand? Like meditation. You don't try to be mindful. Try to be attentive. What are you doing? The moment you are without thought, you are already mindful and attentive. Then, like swimming. Your natural state of body is buoyancy. Lighter than water, you will float. No need to do anything. You will float. You are lighter than water. Your true mind is the same. Without thought, it's already there. Why must you try to be aware and mindful? See the difference. Then when you understand, then you go for the real swimming. The real swimming is, I already can float. Why should I use another skillful means of something to help me float, which is the float. You feel confident with the float, you know you won't sink. But as long as you use the float to keep afloat, you can never understand the real buoyancy, the real swimming. Because you are swimming with the float, not natural. supported by something. And that is where meditation fails. When you understand that the natural state of mind is already aware whenever you are without thought, then to meditate is very easy, just like swimming. When I know I can float, to swim, I just move, isn't it? Either I move my hand or I propel my leg and I will move forward. So meditation is the same. The moment I am relaxed and aware, silent, without thought, I'm already in the meditative state. Just like swimming. Then I can see what is going on. I can understand. All the activity and the movement is very clear in front of me. So that analogy is very useful, very important. So to understand is most important. When I understand, I can do the swimming without fear. I don't have to worry about sinking down into the pool or water, drown. Well, my natural state of mind, body is buoyancy. No matter what happens, if I jump down, initially I may sink, but the buoyancy force will push me up. Well, the buoyancy force is the mass or weight of water that my body displays. Then it will keep me afloat. So the natural state of mind is also the same. It's already that meditative state. You don't have to train. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to do anything. You only need to understand that. Then don't do anything. Relax. Maintain awareness and let the mundane mind slow down until it ceases. Then you return to your natural state. Instead of swimming, the natural state of buoyancy, your natural state of mind before the stirring. Realize that true mind, that true nature. Then you will know that one is the eternal life, the deathless element, the unconditioned. That one is not a being. That one is just an awareness nature, a nature within. That's why they say, 不生不灭, no arising, no ceasing, just aware, finish. And because it is just aware, it can understand, it can awaken, it can meditate. And yet there is no meditator. Because the meditation is the process of awakening. Through what? Through observation, through the silent mind. The awareness nature is not a being. That state of mind, which is just aware without thought, without concept, without anything, is already the meditative state. That's why I realize that, understand that. And that is precisely what Huineng teach. First thing to do to meditate is to reach the state of no thought. Wu Nian. Remember the three hallmarks of Huineng. So how to have no thought? Develop your spiritual faculty, then relax, aware, silent. Then when the mental hindrance is not there, the activity of mind will slow down and cease. Finish. Then when you realize your true mind, that is your meditative mind, then silent, stabilize it. Use that to understand, to awaken. Don't try to know. That silent mind will understand through its silent observation. It has nothing to do with memory, thought, nothing. That's why it sees things as they are. Not through what your brain, your memory, your conditioning is telling you. That one is mundane seeing. Perverted seeing. The direct seeing is the silent mind that is aware, finished. Like the baby, newly born, no word, no concept, nothing. Then it can see things as they are. Then whatever activity or movement, this awareness is aware. Then the formal mind is connected to the awareness. That's why after that, whatever happened, paticca samuppada, the dwelling, upon contact, what happened? how the mind stir, how the mind create all the emotion and all, you see them, then you realize this form of mind without wisdom become heedless. That's how it get into trouble. That's how it create karmic. That's how it fall into the downfall, leading to negativity of karmic nature. Then from all this observation and understanding, the moment you read the teaching, you understand clearly. Yeah? You saw it in the meditation. You saw the essential Dhamma, everything that the Buddha described and talked about and explained. Not through memory, not through word, not through knowledge and thought process. That is the big difference. Yeah. So this style of awareness-based or sati-based meditation is very different from the thought-based meditation. Thought-based meditation start with the wrong instrument, but you cannot blame them. Do you know why you cannot blame them? Because since birth until now, almost all of you, most of you, the only instrument you know you have is what? Huh? Thought, isn't it? You think all the time. You think a lot. And without thought, you're scared you die. That's why you meditate and you no thought. People got fear. So, they funny, you know, these people. I mean, not your batch. The earlier batch. They tell me, Brother Theo, suddenly I realize I got no thought, no. And they panic. They thought they would die. This type of people must have a lot of what they call karmic offense against the Triple Gem. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in that type of condition. Actually, you went into the correct experience, really understanding, really, and yet the fear come. Because they had this karmic obstruction that obstruct them from realizing it or understanding it. So, who wants to report meditation today? Huh? It will be very good because this is the first time we are doing awareness based. Except for those who already know how to do, it's different. Huh? But for new people, what is your experience? First time, don't be shy. You can make mistakes. Or you don't experience much, also never mind, but you never know. Not until you describe what you do, then I can guide you. The mind is very angry. Anybody want to report meditation? Just describe exactly what happened. How you do it and what happened. No need to add anything. Pass to our Kok Wai. Is it Kok Wai? Oh yeah, now I remember you. Because Kok Loon and Kok Wai very close. Tonight Kok Loon not here. He always come late.
Hello?
Yeah, Kok Wai, yes.
Good evening, Karamita, yes. And
yeah.
When I'm silent, right? The first thing is after that is I just listen everything, all the sound around
me. Yeah. The and external vibration, everything.
And then
what
my
else?
Mind is just when quiet.
Very good. Sadhu.
But after for a while, right, then after that, some thoughts were right.
Yeah, definitely. Because you know why? You want to know. You are curious. Because the mind, when it's quiet, is not normal to you, understand? But normal to meditator, to cultivator. Cultivator want to be in that state, understand? But if you want to be in that state, you cannot be in that state. That's why don't try to like have craving for that state. Just relax, silent. Don't do anything. Let things be.
Yeah, but I'm trying to silent, but sometimes the things will get loud and very quiet.
Correct.
It's just like different type of intensity of the
correct.
But when it gets very loud, I try to just like find what is clinging on me. And then after that
finding.
Diminish.
So you have to understand that curious mind that want to find out is your mundane mind, your thought trying to know. Do you understand? Next time, forget about it. Don't try to know. Don't try to understand. Just continue to relax, silent, maintain awareness. Your quietness and silence is the beginning. It's actually a good sign because you know how to relax and just allow it to be. Then it starts to quiet down. Yeah. Then the intensity, like you say, yeah, you suddenly become very sensitive. Then you try to do something about it. Forget about doing anything. Just let it happen. Let it go through. But you haven't really reached the silence, the stillness. You have reached the more quiet state. Understand? It's just like for us, if you stay up awake during the middle of the night, especially after 12 or 1 o'clock, or 1 something to 2 o'clock, or middle of the night, where there is very little traffic, where all the vibration of nature suddenly become very quiet, you can realize a type of silence within nature. You can realize suddenly, I think my daughter, they all will know, they study at night on. All of a sudden it become very quiet. Eh? She likes to study at night. Very quiet. The sound, traffic, vibration, everything become very quiet. Actually, your true mind is the same. When your thought activity, when your emotion, when your anxiety, fear, or whatever mind state is no more, that true nature become like clear, aware. Like you can aware of the silence, the stillness within your own nature. Not only external nature, within your own nature. Like suddenly the activity of mind slow down until no more. That perfect stillness, the tranquility, the stillness, the silence. These are all words. The actual one is no movement, no concept, no idea, nothing at all. But the awareness is aware. So the question is, if there is no sense data, nothing, then who is the one that is aware of that silence, that stillness, the tranquility? Do you realize? For hearing consciousness to arise, you need condition in it. You need vibration in it. Or you need certain type of wave in it. Like my voice. Then it arises, the hearing consciousness. But this one, no sense data. Your ear don't have any infringement. There is no contact of mind. No arising of hearing consciousness. Completely still, silent. Then how come there is an awareness of that silence, that stillness? Then who is it? That is the unconditioned. That is your essence of mind. That is your true nature, your true mind that can be aware, that doesn't need condition. That's why it's the unconditioned. It don't need any condition for it to arise. And it's always there. Realize that. The essence of your mind, your true mind, the unconditioned within, which is just aware. That is meditation. And that one is very powerful. That is what Hui Ning meant by no thought. Then through that, the awareness will allow you to understand that all of this arising and passing away, they are impermanent. You attach and cling and want things your way, you suffer. And because they are impermanent, it's non-self. It's not real. Empty. That's how you can understand the second profound hallmark of awakening. From no thought, wu nian, you will realize wu xiang, no mark. No mark of living being, no mark of a self cultivating, no mark of Dhamma, life or existence. All these are within the conditioned world. All marks are within the conditioned world. That's how you will realize no mark. Then Then when you realize no mind and you can go to your nature and meditate through trust, then your mundane mind will collapse. Once your mundane mind collapses, your true nature shines forth. There's no need to do anything other than throughout the day, 24 hours, the nature is there. That's why you become transformed. And that nature don't have the gross mundane mind. The mundane mind which used to be there, no more. So it's like a layer of mundane mind, the consciousness just drop off. It's just like suddenly the cloud, everything disperse. The mist, the cloud, all disperse. Then the sun's ray shine forth. The sun's ray is like your nature, your awareness nature, just shine forth. Then you are fully aware, ever mindful throughout the day. No need to do anything. That one is the third hallmark of winning. The mind does not dwell. Wu zhu. It doesn't dwell anywhere because it's just the oneness nature. It's just aware. Because it's connected to this form and mind, this form and mind need to live life. That's why it will have specific phenomenal awareness. It will also have spacious awareness without a center. But it doesn't dwell anywhere. It doesn't hold or stay on anywhere. Yet it understands through wisdom. All these are not real. Impermanent, leading to suffering. There is no mark of anything at all. And because of that, this mind cannot dwell. But this mind is unconditioned. It's just aware. How can it dwell? Not like the normal people. Normal people dwell everywhere. You must be very surprised that you everywhere also want to dwell. Your mundane mind, see the rupang, Buddha image, you dwell there already, is it? You listen to my voice, you are not attentive, you dwell here already. Do you understand? Whatever sense experience you arise, you dwell there. That's why you are lost in thought. Then you want to comment, you want to create verbalization and all those things and chattering. Like when you are aware of a moving car, it's just the awareness. Then you can perceive, you can know that it's a car, but finish. But human being different, no? They are not aware. No? They see the thought come up. Wow, very fast, this car. If they got interested in the car, so what nice car. Whether it's a, you call it, that special car, very expensive one, you call it. But the one is too expensive, that's another one. Normal one, Uncle Sam got one, call one a Porsche. Wow, there is a Porsche. What model also you know you are interested in? Why your mind go and proliferate and do all that? Not to say you cannot do. As a human being, you can do. But when you are in the meditative state, you never do that. Understand? That nature never do that. But to live life, to share, I need to use word. Understand? I need to use Dhamma. But this form of mind is still within the conditioned world. The conditioned world has duality. Need words, need concept. They use the mundane mind. That's why the Buddha say, mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. That is the mundane mind. Then he say, when he tell you the fifth daily contemplation, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. And that he is referring to your form and mind. Do you understand? But when he talked about the unconditioned, the realization of Nibbana, he is referring to your true mind, your true nature. That will go into cessation. Then you will realize the unconditioned. That Nibbanic is not an experience actually, where there is no mind inside. That Nibbanic thing that the Arahant or the enlightened being goes through is the unconditioned. That's why that one, the Buddha say, you cannot talk about it, you cannot describe it. Because it's the unconditioned. It's not something that you can talk about and describe, but you have to use word if you want to describe it. And it's always towards the negation. Negation means Nibbana is none of all these things. Whatever you describe is never the real thing. Because it has got no word, no concept, nothing. And it's not even a mind state, beyond mind, beyond thought, the unconditioned. That's why you cannot perceive it through mind. You cannot understand it through mind. It has to be realized, but not by a being. The realization come about through the understanding, the awakening, the wisdom. Once the wisdom is there, this mundane mind that has the wisdom will realize itself and cease. Do you understand that? The mundane mind that has the wisdom will realize itself and just cease. You will reach a stage where your wisdom is already so established, so stable. This is the real cessation that lasts over a period of time, and not the glimpse and become sane. Sotapan, Sakadagamaya, Anagamaya, or Arahant. That one is different. That one quite normal. Those who cultivate accordingly can experience that. But most of the time, it's just a glimpse. A one moment glimpse, cessation. But this one, the final cessation, I still remember, the mundane mind will understand. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Because everything is empty, not real, not what you think. Then the mind that has this understanding, all of a sudden becomes so quiet and so still, then the pure awareness and the stillness also no more, suddenly it just sits into that Nibbana. You use the word Nibbana. It sits, just sits. Completely, no mind, no thought. Not blank, no. The form of mind, even the pure awareness, the stillness, everything is gone. Cessation of form of mind. That's why, no creation, nothing. No mind to experience anything. That's why you cannot experience Nibbana. Nibbana is to be realized through an understanding. And when the mundane mind realizes itself and ceases, when that mundane mind ceases, even the pure awareness also no more, then you go back to the oneness nature, the Buddha nature or the source. That's why in the Heart Sutta, you remember, I draw these four things. There are four circles. This one is the source, the oneness nature. From here, or we call it the original nature, from here, it starts. The first thing to come out is the pure awareness. This one just aware. Doesn't do anything. Where it's not a being. It's just a nature. It cannot come out. From here, it creates. This is the mundane mind. That's why the Buddha say, this mundane mind, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. So when this one arises, it creates this phenomenal world of consciousness. So this is the existential world. Existential world. So this phenomenal world of consciousness is the world that we live in. So this is how you come out. So when you meditate, when you see all this clearly, then you return all of the external world of consciousness, the world of form and the world of mind. Return all this back to the mundane mind, where you know from here it creates. Then when you cease the mundane mind, what happens? You come back to this pure awareness, which is your true mind. Do you follow? So when this one ceases, it comes back to this one. Do you understand? So when you come back to this one, then you realize there is no creation. This one you can say is the present moment. Just aware, aware, aware. But to transcend life, you have to transcend even the present moment. To transcend birth and death. That's why this one also must cease. When this one also ceases, because this one must cease first, then you realize this, and then this one ceases, then you come back to this. And this is what they call Nibbana. One be or two be? Two be. Or the source. And they also call this the oneness nature. Oneness, nature. And sometimes the Mahayana call it the original nature. Or true nature. These are all words or names that people use. Some even call it the Buddha nature. This original nature is what they call Penlaidamienmo, the original source before everything starts. These are all words. But when you understand all this through the meditation, then you understand everything is correct. He know you, he know me. Even at the through my pure awareness, this one is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. It's not a form and mind. But this one is a form and mind from the karmic nature. But this one, you can develop the direct seeing to awaken, to develop the wisdom. That's why at the retreat, I will teach you this one, which we have included in the Heart Sutta, the Trinity chart. So this Trinity chart, this C, is actually your pure consciousness here, your pure awareness, this one. So this one is from here you come out. This one is the human being. Human being, or five aggregate of form and mind. So when you use this pure awareness this way, you create sense door consciousness. You understand? Then this one is for mundane living. And this is what the mundane mind is all about. So this one arises through the senses. Five degree of form and mind is where the senses is. This one is the senses. You have your six sense door. So this is basically the human being or the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects. So this one is what normal people do, mundane living. But if you use this pure awareness to meditate, then you go this way. This one is meditate. Leading to direct seeing. So when you can see things as they are with your pure awareness, you will develop what they call wisdom. You will awaken. Then when this wisdom is connected to the form and mind, this is noble living. This is the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. Can follow? So this one is a very important understanding. You must know you are the pure awareness nature. You have a true mind, a true nature inside. From here, you create mundane living and use the true mind to develop meditation. That's why to live life, you use the senses to create mundane consciousness and live life. Can you follow? Then if you want to meditate, use the pure awareness, direct seeing to awaken, develop the wisdom. Then this wisdom connected to the form and mind, the form and mind is no longer deluded. That's why it does not suffer anymore. But this is not you, Atensa. You can say this is enlightened. But this is not you. Well, this is karmically conditioned, dependent originating. It is impermanent. It's not a permanent unchanging entity. It come and it go. It's supported by condition. The three conditions that supported the human life. So all this understanding will enable you to understand the teaching very clearly. That's why in the meditation, when I went through all this, I realize this is what is happening. But all this is not written in the book. But yet, it can be explained until you can understand. In fact, even the Mahayana teaching is not really what people think. People think Mahayana teaching is very complicated. Esoteric and all those things. Do you realize? Like very mystical one. Normal people cannot understand. No! You can explain it. It's not difficult. And it can be understood. The moment you understand, you can do it. It's nothing mystical. Everything is within our own nature and form and mind. You must know that you have a true mind, your true nature. And to realize enlightenment, this one also must cease to return to the source. The oneness nature. This is the unconditioned. This is also the unconditioned. This one is the unconditioned. That's why Nibbana is the unconditioned. Okay? With that, I better end. Already 10:40. Thank you. Yeah, can pass the mic to Amy.
I see the two words cease. So when the mundane mind cease, to my understanding is there's no more thoughts and no more mark of a self.
Correct. It's just the pure awareness. The pure awareness. It's like you meditate, you silence everything, relax, aware. Let the mundane mind cease. Once the mundane mind cease, the only thing that is left is the pure awareness, that pure awareness nature, your true mind. And that one is the first thing to come out, understand not, from the source. So for you to return to the source, yeah, this is not a being, understand not. But to use word, I have to say for you to return, yeah, there is no being, understand not. It's just this nature. This nature must return. For it to return, it must cease. Then only you return to the unconditioned. You actually realize the singularity or the source, the beginning of all things. That's why this one is the oneness nature. You become one with everything. From the source, everything arises. The whole creation, the whole universe existed, arises. So when you return this to Monday mind to this true mind, then this one back to this, you return to the beginning, the singularity. From there, everything arises.
My question is how to cease the fear awareness. When the fear awareness
is ceased, you need wisdom. The wisdom at this level, I told you already, think also like that, don't think also like that. Because everything is empty, not real. No thought lead to no mark, no mark need to no dwelling. That everything is just dependent on originating condition. There is nothing. Then the mind ceases to think. Understand? Then what happened? All of a sudden, it will become very quiet. Then this mundane mind is gone. This mundane mind is gone. And when this mundane mind is gone, it's only this. But this one, if you go and maintain pure awareness, like you meditate, then it won't cease. You understand? But there is something there to maintain. Why you want to know? Let it be. Then you completely let it be that time. I still remember, all of a sudden, no word can describe. That thing just happened. And when that thing happened, I still remember, you know, my awareness was still there. The three areas of consciousness, they come back into one. No? Come back into one, and the whole thing disappears. Then, because I didn't die, you remember? I didn't die. So when I went back into my physical body, the consciousness that went back, then I saw how it started. No? Then later on, when I went through the cessation, after the cessation is gone, I cannot decide when to come out. I cannot decide. It will come out on its own. Then I still remember when it come out, it's like, let you see everything so clearly. From the mind base, the gateway there, it come out. First, the pure awareness come out. Then the three area of consciousness, straight away it split one into the brain. One at the Tan Tien and one at the heart area. And you know what happened? That's why I can tell you this dynamo, you remember? When the cessation happened, this whole brain, all your brain activity, all the sankhara movement, everything, like it's suddenly ceased. Oh. Completely quiet. Oh. It's like running, but no sound. Oh. Quiet. Oh. Then after that, it's completely ceased. Oh. Then when the consciousness came back, the first moment it went up there, it's like that dynamo start again. Vroom. Then this brain get activated again. Oh. But very slow. Oh. Very slow. Then fully aware, and this one activated again. Then I start to understand how this one create thought. No? How the mundane mind start operating. No? Then I still remember this one once activate here at the heart area, the feeling, the emotion, everything come out. Then the Tan Tien enable my body to move again. Then as I came out of it, I was still, just aware. Like nothing inside there. Then I remember I was at Cameron Highland. The bus, after the 5-day retreat, I came out of the bus. That monk actually knew. Yeah. But I don't think he remember. Yeah. He's actually Reverend Dusadi. He was very young that time. He just, Acham Buddha Dasa there. He was a law student at that time. He was conducting the retreat there. Yeah. But he knew I was different. He asked Pearlie, you remember? Wave, Pearlie and Eric. He said, you look at Brother Teo, he's so different. But I was so still. I didn't want to talk. Then later on, they go and buy vegetable. I was quiet. I didn't speak a word. Then I just aware, naturally aware. Then I went out the bus. I happened to sit in front of the bus. Then as the bus driver drive down, towards PJ, I saw the sense data coming in. Then how it create contact, how all the things start again. The moment I saw that, I knew how mundane mind work, how living beings who don't have the understanding will be entangled and trapped. That's why the paticca samuppada dependent origination, the link, every link becomes so clear. And you know who are you, what are you, how you function, how this pure awareness, the moment it come out, it trigger off consciousness at the brain, then this one start. Then at the heart, this one start. Then the tan tian, this one start. Then the whole human being eliminated. Then the life force come back. Pow. Pow the heart. Yeah. So this one, you have to go through. Otherwise you cannot understand. Yeah. But because there is condition. Yeah. So this one can be shared. Yeah. It's not easy to understand all this. Yeah. Today, I don't know, maybe not so much of you all. Some of you all may be needing this already, but there are other beings out there who wanted this understanding. This is not really for human beings. this is not a glimpse. This one is the real cessation, the Nibbana. And you go in for quite a while. At that time, I remember my mind keep on going to cessation. Almost for 1 year, I think, remember. Even when I went to New Zealand, when I was with Mr. C, in his house, I went into it. Yeah. I was meditating on the couch. He got a long couch, longer than this one, with a high headrest at the back. Then he was lying down on the floor, meditating, my last teacher. When I went into that cessation, then the moment I come out, he knew it all. He came out and he asked me, what happened just now? I told him, beautiful. But he cannot understand what I say. He cannot understand. Because he do consciousness. His consciousness go very fast. He occult power. I went into cessation, he doesn't understand. He asked me what happened. I said, beautiful. Then he asked me to describe. I said, like, I suddenly understand everything. Everything is just the way it is. He cannot understand. I just told him, beautiful. And he knew it's beautiful. But he never go in. He hold on to this one. He used this one to develop occult energy, pure energy. And he used that one to probe. And to him, that is his true self, is it? That is him. So, different people with different understanding, when they reach different stage, they do different things. So it's okay. Let things be. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. So with this we end. We should thank Kok Wai for the good condition and the question. Otherwise we cannot explain all this. And I heard the alarm quite a while ago. Oh, 20 minutes already. Okay, never mind. Today I think it's worth it. Okay, do the sharing of merits. Akasata Cha Bumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Lokasasana Itta Wata Chaamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hontunyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Deo asatukalena sasa sampati hetu cha. Fito bawatu loko cha. Raja bawatu dhammiko. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu Yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you. We are at the retreat.